Andrew's moving.
I am. That's why I sound like shit.
Do an intro.
Oh.
Wait, you did the last one, didn't
you?
Yeah,
exactly. I was going to say, it's not my turn at all. I think it's Jackson's turn.
Does anybody have an up-to-date tally on who's done the most intros now?
Ooh.
Ooh, Charlie sneezed. That means he volunteers.
No, hey everyone, welcome to the New Year's episode.
Okay, shut up.
Super
Blooper says I'm still in last. Shut up. Abort. All hey, right. Everybody.
Never
welcome
mind.
To the... I'm sorry, Jackson. Welcome back to the official podcast in the new year, because that's when most people are going to be listening to this. This is episode 108 coming out on 2nd of January and 3rd of January for those of you listening on the video platforms. And today we'll be talking about the only game that's not yet banned in China, Gears of War.
You mean
Charlie,
Smash
take
Brothers?
It away.
We've talked enough about Smash Brothers. Gears
you sure
of War
you don't
is
want
a,
three episodes in a row about Smash Brothers? I mean, we could work it in.
There's people just on the edge of their seat. They heard the name Gears of War and they're salivating for more info. It's the pride of China at the moment.
Pride of China is a fucking
the
American shooter game.
The only game you don't need a VPN to play. Let's roll. Tell us about it, Charlie. Why do you play? People still play it, and when did it even come out?
Oh, I have no idea. It might have come out this year, last year. I have no idea. The only reason Kai's bringing it up is because when we were waiting for Andrew to stop like fumbling around, shitting on his computer, I went on Twitch, and it turns out there's a Gears of War 4 tournament, and I was just taken aback and shocked that there were still enough people playing that game to form two teams.
Yeah, I guess
it's surprising. It's not surprising though, because it's like the only game on the Xbox.
Yeah. I guess we'll get this on the record then. Hi everyone, I'm in the middle of moving right now, so I'm currently recording in Charlie's fucking media room, which is big and echoey. But
way to make this exciting news about the Gears of War tournament.
Exactly,
all about you.
It's all about me. But hey, if I'm going to sound like shit for the rest of the episode, more so than usual, I thought people should have the official statement on it. It's not my fault. Well, it is, but fuck you. Anyway,
they can wait for the press release after the episode.
After the tournament. Yeah. So anyway, back to the Gears tournament. You said it's Gears of War 4, not the original.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's Gears of War 4. I guess that's the newest one. I looked it up. It came out in 2016, so it's 2 years old. It's just, I think all of us can agree that it's shocking to imagine that there's still some sad sacks out there playing Gears of War franchise when it's just such a stillborn abomination of what it used to be.
Is it a niche game like Worms, where there's people still on Worms with their original CD kicking poor streamers' asses like ours?
Yeah, I think it's a very niche game. And that's because I haven't heard anything about it, so I'm going to say it probably isn't very popular. If you YouTube Gears of War 4, I just did it, the first result is PC aimbot hacker rage quits Gears 4 gameplay from 3 days ago, 9k views. Under that is from a week, 3k. So I guess the online presence of Gears of War is not very big, but I guess anyone that's still stranded on like an Xbox probably plays it sometimes, maybe. That'd be my
There's
guess.
Always horde mode.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there a really diehard fan base that only plays the first one and still keeps the first one kind of alive?
Yeah, the first one still has.
It's like every game franchise.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually in franchises though, there's an established like best most popular one. Like with the Battlefield community, Battlefield 4 is pretty much still the most played one, but it's not the first one. So I'm wondering if Gears of War.
What about Battlefield 2041-2 or whatever it's called?
2049, I think that died super hard. The game was great, but it's dead. But I'm just wondering if in the Gears of War circles, if the first one is like the holy grail, the one that everyone says is the best.
You went to Blade Runner there with
2049. Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I've been corrected.
That upset me a little bit the other day, because apparently Blade Runner had its canon anniversary, or whatever you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a week ago is when Blade Runner, the first movie, takes place in 2018.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And it's
that's
a little,
cool.
You know, we're way behind. A little underwhelming. If there was a time traveler coming here today and he's like, yeah, what did you flying cars yet? No, you have smartwatches and it tells you when you sleep. Well, that's kind of fucking lame. What are you guys doing here? This is stupid.
Where's your robot revolution?
Yeah.
Is Smash still around?
Yeah, what Smash are we on? How many characters are there?
Is James Bond in Smash yet?
I'm asking the important questions. God.
Man, it's always a bummer when you see how underwhelming those movies are, and sorry, how underwhelming reality is compared to those movies.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm thinking if I wrote a movie, I would make sure to write it like in the year 10 million thousand or something, so everybody who sees it dies by the time. So nobody can call me out for being short-sighted or something.
See,
because when you make it, like, when did the first Blade Runner come out again?
1984, I think?
Yeah, like, a lot of the people who saw it are very likely to be alive by 2018 then, which means that they would have been able to call you out on how short-sighted you were. That's the problems. That's a problem, sorry.
See,
Back to the Future was worse, though. It took place in, like, the year 2002. Like, we weren't even close.
All we had was, no hoverboards and shit. But, hey, we got self-lacing sneakers.
We had Heelys.
Yeah. See, but I never feel bad about that, though, because for every movie you get like that with a utopic future, you get a Mad Max where it's like, fuck, man, look how great our lives are. Look how happy we are. How easy it is.
Yeah, that too. But God, I hate this fucking messaging that Hollywood always has to put in this. We didn't listen to the scientists when they told us about the dangers of global warming. Like, half the fuckers writing this are anti-vaxxers. By the way, I've been sick the past week. And when you get sick, there's this thing where, you know, when it's not your fault, you kind of get mad about being sick. Like, I take care of myself. I sleep. I eat healthy. I intermittently fast. I work out. I take my vitamins. I eat lots of fruits and veggies. And then when you get sick, you're like, really? Still? What the fuck do I have to do? And I can't help but wonder, is this the fault of the anti-vaxxers? Is this some mutated strain of the... Is this Ebola again? What is this? Did they bring back some ancient archaic caveman virus to take me down
what
in the 21st century? I have no idea what I have, Jackson, but 2 days ago I was feeling fucking terrible. It was like sleep deprivation, a hangover combined into one, even though I hadn't done anything.
Jesus.
I hadn't even eaten anything, and I was about to puke when we were recording that episode. I was actively focusing on not trying to fall over. Today I have a really sore throat. I can barely talk.
You've spoken thanks more to... than any of us this episode.
Thanks to
he's talking
warm.
It out.
Thanks to warm coffee. Thanks to warm coffee. Coffee, the savior of the day, yet again, the best invention mankind has ever come up with. But you know,
Blade
I kind of get angry.
Coffee.
Yeah, that's
kinda
true.
I get angry. It's
and
just
Kaya's demise.
You know, these movies all like, oh, you know, we didn't listen. Oh, we destroyed ourselves. When I was watching Mortal Engines, it bothered the fucking shit out of me. Watching these characters on screen doing this cliche song and dance about how we're going to destroy ourselves and send ourselves back to the Stone Ages. You don't vaccinate your children! Like some douchebag in Hollywood came up with this story while he was presumably making some herbal tea for his child's whooping cough because he didn't vaccinate the kid, sending him to his Beverly Hills school. You piece of shit, you're condescending to me? I'm vaccinated. I will vaccinate my children. I will pay out of pocket to vaccinate my nephew if I have to. And you're condescending to me? I'm the problem?
I really love the visual of, oh dear, Timmy has whooping cough. I'll make him some tea.
Yeah. Fucking Tim, what was that idiot's name? The guy Apple. Steve Jobs eating apple to cure cancer, but yeah, I'm the dummy. Yeah, because I ruined the world then, yeah, didn't I? Because of global warming. Really gotta put that in your fucking movie script. I'm what's wrong with the planet, not you for eating cucumbers to cure cancer. What?
They specifically called you out? What do you mean?
No,
it's a general statement about like how people
don't
listen. Yeah,
Jackson, you know how almost every post-apocalyptic movie starts with this premise of, oh, mankind's hubris. We did not listen to those who warned us about global warming. Like, you basically think the Earth is flat, cunt. Like, you don't think germs are a thing. why are you talking down to us, making these, writing these scripts? Oh God, they make me so goddamn angry. I'm happy those fires happened. Whatever happened to those fires? Is that still around? Did they extinguish those wildfires?
I'm not sure. Actually, what the fuck is going on with those fires? I haven't heard about them.
That's a good question.
Was it just
they entered Hollywood and immediately got molested and date raped, so they're out.
But it was paid to keep it under wraps.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I haven't heard shit about it in a long time.
Yeah, until a hush job.
Yeah, did Duke Nukem take care of this job or something? Where the fuck did these fires go?
To answer your question, though, well, I don't think it was really a question. I think it was a rant. But to answer it anyway, it's just, I think it's more digestible for audiences if they've got something they feel like they relate to. So that's why it's more mainstream to talk about how the Earth is failing and global warming.
Yeah, no shit, the Earth is failing and it's our fault. But, you know, could we address something more urgent as well, which is, these guys are creating super bugs that are at some point going to murder us all. I mean, there is a very big problem with third world countries pumping their livestock full of steroids and other antibiotics, which then breed super viruses in that meat which we consume. And these idiots in Beverly Hills, you have millions of dollars and you can't send your kid to a doctor with a doctorate? What the hell? What are you doing? Who are you bringing these kids to some sort of a spirit reading voodoo ritualist?
Well, maybe they
don't get it.
Maybe they've got the right idea. Maybe that's the actual solution.
Yeah, they're not sick. You are, loser.
Yeah, I don't see them getting sick.
except all their kids have whooping cough.
Well, I haven't heard anything about their kids. Well, if their kids were dead, they probably wouldn't report it. They could probably pay to keep that story hushed.
Yeah, maybe. God, these people are so fucking stupid. Remember when, what was that guy's name in Password Swordfish, the main bad guy? John Travolta, yeah. I remember when his kid died because he wouldn't take him to a psychiatrist because in Scientology, psychiatrists are haram, are forbidden. Psychiatry in psychology, in Scientology, is considered to be an evil thing.
Really?
Because it's assumed that they meddle with your soul or some shit and that they manipulate you. So John Travolta just let his kid die of a seizure or some shit because he didn't want to take the kid to a psychiatrist and get him medicated, so the kid died. Remember that, everybody? Yeah, those are the geniuses writing these movies, telling us we're the goddamn dummies. Suck my dick.
I actually didn't know that. I thought Travolta's son was the one that slipped in the shower.
Yeah, but this is the reason why.
Because of Scientology, he slipped in the shower.
No, he had a medical condition.
Oh, so he had a seizure.
He didn't just slip on a banana peel like a cartoon. Like, this idiot, this dummy, refused to take his kid to see actual real-life medical help because of Scientology.
I wouldn't dump on Charlie for that, though. Slipping in the shower is something that very easily can happen to literally any human, but the fact that it happened because he had a condition, then that's...
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I
well, that's what John Travolta wants you to believe.
Yeah, he actually murdered his son, and it's the perfect cover-up.
I looked it up. Kai is right. Yeah, it was an untreated seizure condition.
Oh, my God.
And he had a seizure, and he had a history of seizures.
Oh, that's fucked up.
God, this it pisses me off so much. Like, the kid was 16 years old, which is literally like half of our viewership is 16. And to think that you don't get, how do you watch your own child have a seizure and you just sit there going, well, can't take him to a doctor. That's not kosher. What the
fuck? He'll grow out of it.
Yeah, he'll grow out of it. That's just the thetans in his body. All he has to do is pray more to L. Ron Hubbard's fucking cartoon comic books.
Xenu retards. Xenu will save his son.
Lord Xenu, please help.
As he's like sacrificing money to a fire.
It's them. This is the people. These are the kind of people who are writing these scripts. It's fucking Bill Maher going, well, I'm not sure if germs are real. Who knows?
I forgot about that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No one's ever proven germs exist.
Jesus. Yes. Like, we're sitting here making fun of flat earthers. Yeah, flat earthers are pretty fucking stupid and retarded, but you know, they don't hold any power. Huh?
Yeah. they're harmless flat earthers. Yeah, they're not going to change
anyone's
mind.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're taking themselves out because they're launching themselves in homemade rockets and crippling themselves for life.
Wait, is that a thing? Yeah. Please tell me it's an actual thing.
Yeah, somebody should come up with a flat earther challenge where you have to launch yourself out of a cannon like a circus act, and then survive or something and report the results.
Yeah, Jackson, was that the episode you weren't here for?
Yeah, Jackson missed that one. I brought that up. There was a flat earth lunatic who got like crowdfunding people to give him money to build a homemade rocket ship to launch himself into orbit so he could take pictures of the flat earth from his backyard, but it malfunctioned and he hurt himself.
Crippled himself.
Well, he got over it. I think it was only like a minor leg destruction or something. I don't know.
A minor leg destruction.
Yeah, I don't remember what.
A minor setback.
Yeah, really.
Okay, this episode was, Jackson, when we bonus. Talked about it, we had on Carl on the bonus. This is when it came up because he had listened to some 4-hour-long Flat Earther podcast to rate it. And I checked out some of the Twitter accounts that are related to that podcast, and these people genuinely believe this shit. So I was personally interested in how they explain gravity, and I found out through a meme that they posted, which I can't be bothered to dig up now, but it's on their Twitter somewhere. They think gravity isn't the thing, but buoyancy is. So when you throw something in the water and it floats, but if it's heavier, it falls down, right? That's what we call buoyancy, right? So they think that's what gravity is. Because an apple is more dense than air, apple will fall to the ground. That's not gravity, it's just buoyancy.
Mm.
That's their logic, completely,
what
of course, ignoring
the buoyancy.
What the
fuck is the point of that, then?
You know, I mean, presumably they don't know that buoyancy is only a thing because gravity is a thing, but that's their logic, is apple is more dense than air, therefore apple fall to ground.
Oh my god.
So it's like the Earth is just a massive ocean?
Yeah, I guess so.
The air is the water to our ocean, in their theory.
It's a really convoluted
like.
Way
it
of looking
really
at it,
is.
I guess.
It's upsetting me to hear.
Everything's convoluted about what they believe.
I think hearing that's like somehow more stupid than just thinking the Earth's flat for no reason.
Well, it's when you justify something fucking dumb. Like if I'm trying to justify that fire is the work of Xenu or something, me justifying that's going to sound stupider than me just saying, yeah, it's just because I think that way. I'm just going to look.
I think you could have a good argument for that. I think you could come up with a good argument.
It's good people. Points. It's people wanting to feel like their stuff is justified in the first place. It's where they think, they go, oh, well, that makes sense. And then when people go, well, wait, are you fucking stupid? They go, no, it does this because of that. And yeah, and they just start connecting puzzle pieces until they think that they found a way to sound like they make sense.
And string together like a nonsensical shit that sounds educated.
Exactly.
You know about the Higgs boson particle, yeah? Well, it's flat.
It's because of people talking about things without any kind of authority or actual research into them, and then other people pick up on it, and it's like a massive game of Chinese whispers.
Alright, I found the image with the buoyancy meme, so if you're in the Patreon Discord, you can check it out. Unbelievable. These people are geniuses. Smart people. No gravity.
It just doesn't even make sense to me. If that's your concept where you explain it's all about the density of things sinking and floating, then wouldn't technically you just say, okay, then gravity is buoyancy in the air? That same fucking thing. Literally same exact goddamn thing. It doesn't work. It does not. I just can't grasp this. No matter how they reword it or rephrase it, it's still gravity. They're not disproving anything. They're just renaming it. It's the stupidest shit on earth. Oh my god!
What I don't get is why do you have beef with gravity anyway? Just
exactly.
Gravity works on a flat earth too. Why do you have to disprove it?
I don't get it. I just don't fucking get
that's
it.
That's a really good point. They just chose someone else from like the fucking kickball team to bully for no reason. They could have just kept gravity there.
You know what happened? Honestly, some flat earther sat down and he went, the earth's flat and here's all my research. And someone went, well, how do you explain this? And he went, well, of course, it's because there's, and he was like fucking searching his science textbook. There's buoyancy in the air. Yeah, you didn't consider that. And there's what do I have here? No gravity. So yeah, I'm right. You're wrong. That's exactly what it was. They made it up on the spot to justify their dumb shittery.
I don't know how the hell this happens, man. Like this Twitter account that I'm following, it's called the Flat Earthers, but the S is a Z. It's the Flat Earthers.
They're relatable and cool.
And it has so many memes that they make. Some boomer is sitting down and making memes about how a deflated soccer ball proves that the Earth is flat.
I just looked at it. I wasn't a flat earther until I looked at that one. Doesn't hold water, but a flat ball does.
They're right, because a soccer ball has the exact same density, size, and proportions of the planet Earth. My God, it makes complete sense.
Well, actually, when you think about it that way...
No, shut the fuck up. Don't even try to make people think that you're right in any way. Even if we're all joking, I don't want anyone listening to this thinking any way that we condone this.
I think there's a lot of merit to that one.
This account has 3,000 something, like 3,500 followers, and I can't help but imagine that 3,000 of them are in Beverly Hills, LA somewhere.
John Travolta.
Yeah, John Travolta, like...
He runs
germs.
The...
Go ahead. There weren't any germs on the moon.
The astronauts went to the moon. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. When they came back, no germs. How do you explain that?
Well, I guarantee they don't believe in the moon landing. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, fuck no. There's memes about that too, Charlie. Charlie, come up with anything retarded, and there's a meme about it on this page, why somehow that's disproven.
Oh, my God.
Do they think the moon is flat as well?
Yeah, like I said, I think, from what I understand, they think all planets are flat, and it's just lucky that they're all facing us, because it makes it look like they're round.
Thank God they don't... Well, how many planets out there are faced sideways that we don't know about? There could be a planet right in front of us for a winner. We just can't see it.
It's paper thin like Flats the Flounder from SpongeBob.
God, we are the most astronomically lucky thing in the entire universe that every single other planet coincidentally is facing us at the absolute perfect angle.
They don't think that the moon landing happened. I was going to say, though, if the moon's flat facing us, how could we land on it? Because we wouldn't be able to land on anything.
We'd
just
slide
on a wall. Yeah, it's just a wall.
Are we going to do wall run on the moon? Wait till you hit it. It's just like Mario Galaxy.
Spider-Man it.
What a
it just
bunch
seems
of
like
goddamn
3D
idiots.
Shapes in general are too hard for them to comprehend.
Oh, God.
Well, I disagree, Jackson. They understand soccer balls.
What the fuck is a lot? I don't get what the hell do you get out of this? Even if everybody on Earth believed flat Earth, okay, what do you have now? What?
A religion.
Let me rephrase that. What do the evil Jewish cabal Illuminati gain out of making us believe that the Earth is round?
Control. Government control, Kaya.
What?
I run on the platform of flat Earth.
Government
control. He who
controls
the flat Earth controls the Earth.
How does me thinking the Earth is round make me more susceptible to control?
Tradition.
Kaya, I just... Jesus Christ, man. You're making me worried that people need to get a mental health check, would you say? Well, if you want to get a good old health check and take care of your health, you can head on over to Roman Health. There are many things that men need to take care of in their life with their health. There's a knee injury, a bad back, something worse, and guys are usually more comfortable just rubbing some dirt on it than seeing a doctor. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show that 70% of guys who experience it don't even talk about it or get it treated. But Roman Health has made an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and treated for these symptoms online. Roman is a one-stop shop where licensed U.S. physicians can help you diagnose erectile dysfunction and other men's health issues and ship medication right to your door. There's no waiting rooms, no awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. So get yourself on to Roman Health. Pop in the code official in the URL and make sure that you get yourself checked up, fighting fit, and looking like Captain America.
GetRoman.com/official.
Anyway, flat earthers,
What arc in this anime of Flat Earthing did we leave off on?
We were talking about why would we even do this? What's the point in even convincing people of a Flat Earth?
I think now, from what I've listened to from like Flat Earth or GitUps, which looks like a lot like a Reddit meetup, they like to believe that thinking the Earth is flat is freeing their mind, letting them think more abstractly and like read between the lines. It's more of like a mind expansion thing, to where
you want to feel special.
Yeah, I guess.
You want to be the guy who saw through the Matrix. Everybody wants to be Neo. Like, it's just the machines and the Matrix keeping us down, keeping all of us down, and having us believe the round Earth for God knows why.
So it's counterculture, where they go, those idiots, those sheeple believe in the round Earth, but I know better. I'm the one with the info. It's that kind of shit?
From what
I'd assume so.
Okay.
From what I can gather from this Twitter account.
So how much do you think, how many flat earthers do you think we could genuinely stop in their tracks when they're ranting about how the Earth is flat and all the planets are perpendicular to us perfectly? We just put a hand on their shoulder and say, it's okay, we understand. We get it. You're accepted. How many think we'll just stop in their tracks?
I don't think there's any stopping it now.
Yeah,
they're
too ingrained.
Carl Sagan had a really good demonstration of what proved the Earth was round like 2,000 years ago. And I thought that was super insightful.
What was it?
What?
Yeah, back during the birth of Christ, he threw the baby and... Go ahead.
I'm gonna be very paraphrasing this because I don't remember it exactly, but it was something about one guy thousands of years ago paid some guy to walk towards him from like a set amount of distance, and he'd measure like the shadow or something. So then what Carl Sagan did is he repeated that experiment on a piece of cardboard and using like two toothpicks for the locations. And when you bend it, it's hard to explain. Jesus, Carl Sagan, if you're out there, can you show us?
So he was just
you know,
showing
Charlie,
the curvature of the Earth.
He was showing that the Earth couldn't be flat because using the shadows and the angle
distance,
of the sun.
Yeah,
I feel like you don't have a very good chance of Carl Sagan coming on the show and explaining his experiment. I'll just put that out there.
Yeah, I think his chances are slim.
considering he died 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
It's a fat
chance.
There's
no telling though.
Any minute now. We emailed him. He might respond.
Yeah.
Any minute now. Carl Sagan died before there even was email.
Oh, he didn't even get to experience the wonders of Gmail.
There's so many easy ways to disprove it. The big, quick, easy one is distance mathematics. If you fly planes from same points on different curves, they should arrive at the same time according to Flat Earth, but they don't. All this sorts of shit.
That's what big airports want you to believe.
Yeah, they fly in circles to jack up the ticket prices.
God, that's why they give you only those little windows in the plane, so you can't see too much of the outside flat Earth.
The one thing though that I do actually appreciate from Flat Earth, unironically, is that they don't fly. So you know, maybe we're not so different after all, me and them.
But they choose not to fly.
Well, no, they do fly.
Yeah,
because
it would shatter their whole reality.
No. They do fly. So this Twitter account has been a lot of insight for me, has given me a lot of insight. They do fly, Charlie, but they do believe that every plane is built with the windows so it artificially curves the horizon to make you think it's curved. So they essentially think that every window on every plane is a fisheye lens made to fool the passenger. Again, I don't know why. I don't know what the Illuminati gains out of making us think the Earth is round.
I actually think it'd be a really insightful episode if we could get like a big flat earther on. Just have like a civil discussion.
Not even have us talk. Just tell him to rant for an hour and a half, and we all just listen. I think that'd be great.
Convince us to be flat earthers, and we'll interrupt you three times with ads.
We put a stopwatch for an hour and a half, and go. You have an hour and a half to convince us. Just go. Just start talking. I think that'd be amazing.
I think that'd be fantastic, but I don't know.
And
who
he comes up
it.
With the best argument we've ever heard, and then we all become flat earthers. I don't want to take that risk.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in a pool of my own urine because I'm just so blown away.
I can't wait I can't wait for flat earth to become the norm, and then people saying it's round just become idiots and ostracized by society. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's round? That doesn't make any sense.
That's preposterous.
That doesn't make any sense.
I always love those shows that Kai just posted where it says this is not our reality, where it's like a marble, like they think we're living on a marble or something.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck to
say. This is so fucking stupid. This is so goddamn motherfucking stupid. How the fuck is this real?
Make sure, Jackson, when you for the video, make sure you put the pictures here so people have a point of reference for Flat Earth.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mentioned the accounts for the point of reference. You're gonna have to.
Oh my fucking god! This is literally caveman. This is caveman explanations. These are the same fucking people who fucking look at the sun and go, "Oh, sometimes it goes away. It must be spinning around us." It's so fucking dumb. I can't possibly fathom how fucking moronic you have to believe this shit.
Yeah.
It's literally a toddler's explanation of what's going on.
She said she was having a lot of fun. Yeah.
I can't help but laugh at stupidity, and I think flat earthers take the cake for just the strongest evidence of genuine human stupidity.
I mean, that's a problem. You just know that somewhere Chris Evans or something's following this account under an anonymous account. Going like, yeah, I wish I could retweet this on my real account.
You know what we need to do? I just had a fucking brain blast. You know what we need to do? You know how there were all those cultural giant Earth movement movies like 2012 and The Day the Earth Stood Still and did all that? We do a movie where the Earth becomes flat and everyone's in danger of going over the side. We should do it. We'll get Tom Cruise.
Like it's tilting.
Yeah, it's tilting, and everyone's falling off. We get Tom Cruise, and they have to build a rocket to push the other end of the Earth down and stabilize it. I think I could pitch that to Hollywood and make millions.
I actually think that would go over super fucking.
That's
well.
Exactly. I'm not joking. Yeah. I think this would be a great movie.
I'm actually surprised there hasn't been a conspiracy movie yet about NASA or something trying to cover this up, like an actual big budget Hans Zimmer.
I love that.
It's got just like Blue Planet. It's called Flat Planet. It's on Netflix. It's a documentary.
If
I was Netflix, I'd put money in releasing that.
You just reminded me. Have you seen Ancient Aliens at all? Like actually watched it?
No,
my dad loves that show.
I know Carl said I sound like that guy, but that's it.
I've recently been checking out those hypothetical history shows like Ancient Aliens and all that stupid shit. It's the best show. Oh, it's the best show ever. It changes every episode. It's basically just a bunch of conspiracy theories or historical theories that aliens were involved in certain parts of development. Like the one that I watched was called Spaceship Moon, and it's the idea that the moon is hollow and it's an alien spacecraft that came to the Earth and never left.
Dude, that'd be so cool, though.
Cool. My point with it is, it's tying into this flat earth. It's tying into this flat earth shit, where every single theory they ever present, they always try to wrap it back to the stupidest idea ever. Like, in the moon episode, they go, "We sent probes to the moon to ring gongs throughout its surface to see what noises would come back." And, like, this is an actual experiment NASA did to, like, measure density and all this shit. But then after they say that, and show the actual studies, the narrator just goes, "Could this hollowness be evidence of alien spacecraft?" And then they just start bringing in 20 people to try and collect that theory and prove it. And every single episode is just, they take a concept of a tiny actual experiment and blow it up to go, "Could this mean that there are aliens involved?" And it's like Flat Earth, where someone sees a photo of a fucking city and go, "There's no curve in New York. Could this mean the whole Earth is flat?" It's such horseshit.
I want to know, though, is Michael Jordan, does he believe this also? Because I think he said some similar things, right? He either doesn't believe we went to the moon or he thinks the Earth is flat.
I think his was the moon landing.
Was it? I have to look this up.
Yeah,
the basketball player, right? Michael Jordan?
Yeah, that guy. Jesus. Douchebag.
I was going to say, I didn't think he could be more of an asshole.
God. Why is he an asshole otherwise?
He's apparently a giant dickhead to everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, both in the NBA and as an actor. Like, he's completely full of himself. He knows that he's hot shit, or was, I guess, and just acts like it.
He's still hot shit.
Well, yeah, not... No, LeBron James is kind of the current hot shit for what Jordan was.
He can be too hot shit.
Well, Jordan doesn't even play anymore. Plus, LeBron James is going to be... Look, the hot shit in basketball is defined by who stars in Space Jam. And LeBron James is going to be in Space Jam 2, okay? Case closed.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, I don't feel like reading this whole article right now, but the headline is, Why Athletes Are Drawn to the Flat Earth Theory.
I can only imagine.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'd honestly like to know what the fuck is going on in, like, the NFL and the NBA making people believe the Earth is flat.
I know.
I remember
All right. No. All right, here. Let me correct the record. Unfortunately, Shaquille... This is from Yahoo Sports. Unfortunately, Shaquille O'Neal isn't actually a flat earther. He says,
thank God.
I'm joking, you idiots. Okay,
thank fucking God.
Okay.
Shaq would hurt me personally.
That would be a rough one. Yeah, it'd be a rough pill to swallow, honestly.
Oh my God. No. Dude, Shaq's not allowed to be a flat earther. He's just allowed to be a big goofy idiot who doesn't fit in anything.
Well, Shaq is like Shaq is an enlightened being. He's so tall he can see the curve just like normally.
You ever think Shaq just walks up to flat earthers and he like pretends he's looking in the distance and he goes, "Yep, there's the curve. There it is."
He holds a GoPro up high enough to prove him wrong.
I want to think that somebody from the Illuminati pulled him aside, like, is that Shaq, the people aren't ready yet. You can't reveal this. They would not understand. They fear what they don't understand.
Shaq was like the most dangerous weapon to the conspiracy theory. The Diesel, we can't let him divulge the secrets.
I just want to know what the fuck they would get out of it. What do people, like most other conspiracy theories, like the Jews run the planet. Okay, I get that. The idea is that there's this one tribe running everything so they can consolidate all the power. But why? What does the Earth being round give you?
Because
exactly. It's more powerful now.
Because Kaya, you know that gravity is the strongest force there is. And if we can take that down, that's one step closer to freedom.
Oh, it's only our belief tying us to the Earth.
Exactly. Like
if you realize that
Stops believing in gravity, we'll all float away to heaven.
Yeah, it's like Interstellar. Like, gravity is just this malleable thing throughout time. And if I stop being fooled by the Zionist cabal somewhere in Israel, I guess, wants me to believe the Earth is flat and gravity is a thing. No. It's buoyancy, baby, and I'm lighter than air. And if I want, I can float away from the Earth.
It sounds like some straight, like, Reddit neckbeard shit, like, I've ascended.
I see the particles that you can't possibly comprehend with your globe-tard mind.
Oh my God.
Globe-tard?
They call us globe-tards.
Oh, yeah.
Do they actually?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that an actual term?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Well, hey, to be fair, though, we just call them flat earthers and we're already insulting them, so... I mean, flat earther itself is derogatory. Exactly.
Yeah, they call themselves that.
It's like a slur, though. You've never been seen people call each other flat earthers when they're meaning someone stupid?
No, yeah, but they themselves don't consider that to be a slur. They like to be called flat earthers.
So they're taking it back, then. Got it.
Yeah, it's like the N-word, yes. God damn right, the Earth is flat.
Yeah.
And I'm proud. I'm stunning and brave. Watch my flat Earth pride parade, where I wear a little floating balloon of a flat Earth.
What's up, flat earther? God, Jesus Christ! It's I can't. I want this to become like a tribe, like a whole movement, like a whole power.
Well, it is.
No, but I mean one that gains influence and grows. Flutter? They start like a micronation. They forge into the government. They have like elections and shit. I would love the flat Earth to expand to a whole conglomerate of people.
Because that's what we need.
Yeah, that's what,
it's not. Right, it's not enough that anti-vaxxers are running Hollywood, the Hollywood propaganda machine. Now we just need the flat Earthers to control the government too.
Fuck yeah! Let's
Before
do
you
it.
Know it, science will be illegal.
Yes, science
so,
is extinct.
I have a question for you, boys.
Totally is.
I have a question for you boys then. Say flat earthers take control. There's a flat earther president, a flat earther vice president. They are.
How do we know that's not already the case, Andrew?
Fuck.
Yeah.
No, but let's say flat earthers becomes like a powerhouse. Like they say it, they believe it, this and that. They take control. And let's say President Flat Earther, Flat Johnson, that's his name. He does a bunch of experiments and he goes, guys, unfortunately, shit, I have conclusive proof that the earth is round. But we need to fix that. How do you think they would go about making the Earth flat? Like, what's their game plan if they find out it's
press
round?
Channel.
Yeah.
They just start... Hydraulic press channel.
I just a giant you... press?
Yeah, I'm you're talking about certain planetary terraforming now.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to build gigantic machines like in Man of Steel to shape the world into a donut.
Do you think they'd try to drive to the end of the Earth and pick up all the dirt and move it to the middle and smash it down? Do you think they think that would work?
Ooh,
no, I definitely... The way they would go about doing it is I think they'd go for like a particle type deal. Like they'd go straight up in the sky like with an umbrella type machine and pull down really hard and hope that it starts to deflate like a soccer ball from the inside.
Yeah, just punch holes into it.
Yeah.
It's just a giant soccer ball.
The ozone layer is what's making us flat. Or round.
Yeah.
If we flatten the ozone layer, we flatten the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
just
also
stab
think
the ground a whole lot.
Vaccinations is what makes the earth round. That's the problem. Gives kids autism, makes us into a globe. Fucking
there
hell,
really
I
is no
that.
Winning for us.
Fortunately not. I think the problem is science at the end of the day.
I implore any of you out there, please, any of you listening who seriously believes Flat Earth, isn't doing it for jokes or memes, actually 100% believes it and listens to us, please reach...
Jump off the edge.
Well, do that. But then when you're falling through space and you get a Wi-Fi from a passing satellite, send any of us a message. I would love to just hear your side of this. I would love to hear the rationale and the reasoning behind it. I am so into this.
However the hell satellites do work, the first thing I would do as a flat earther is go to Robinhood.com. And could you tell me about it?
Yeah. So Robinhood was he had a band of merry men, and he robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. So if you want to take that philosophy, but twist it a little bit to just help yourself get rich and diversify your assets and manage your money wisely, then you can use Robinhood, the investing app, which lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. It's a non-intimidating way to get into the stock market for newcomers and has a simple, intuitive design that allows you to digest everything that's going on and feel like, hey, you know, I actually know some of this money-making business here. There's no cost or fees, and it is an easy-to-understand app with charts, market data, and a place to trade in just four taps on your smartphone. You can learn by doing, by building your portfolio, discover new stocks, and track your favorite companies. And best of all, because everyone's glued to their phones and looking at their screens and always blowing up with Twitters and YouTube notifications and text messages, you can customize your notifications for price movements so you will never miss the moment to invest. Robinhood is giving our listeners now, right now, this second, hurry up and do it, a free stock for companies such as Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. And you can get that by going to official.robinhood.com. That's official, the name of this podcast, .robinhood, the name of that guy who wore green tights, .com. And you are going to make your money decisions easy.
That was beautiful, Andrew.
Free stock. It's cool.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Go get free stock.
Okay, I wanna know then, because you guys know all about this one, and I only know the name. What is chemtrails?
Oh boy, who wants to take this one?
Exactly. I know it's a big one, but I only know like fiddles and bits of what the chemtrails thing is.
Chemtrails is literally just, you know those trails airplanes leave behind, Andrew?
Yeah.
Of like condensation or whatever, the difference in air pressure between the... that's them's chemtrails. They believe that those are... They think that all of the airlines, I guess, in the world are paid to release the government's gases into the atmosphere. And that's what the that's what those trails are. They're chemical trails meant to keep us down with some sort of a sedative chemical or something else that'll make us believe that the earth is round. And
why are you telling him, Kaya?
And
Quick,
get the neuralizer.
If Andrew already doesn't know about this, the chemtrails didn't want him to know.
It sounds like a fucking comic book supervillain plot. I'll release all the government's gases via chemtrails.
Do you know, Andrew, are you aware of the fluoride thing?
That one I do know, yes. That one I know.
It's basically the same thing, except this is like, why are there chemicals in our air? How come those planes are leaving chemical trails behind? What is that stuff that they're making us breathe? it's Alex Jones tier stuff where, like, you know, the fluoride in the water is making us gay.
I looked up chemtrails again. Chemtrails is huge. Holy shit. I didn't realize how many people believed that when planes are in the sky, they're dumping poison chemicals on us. They attribute it to dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is how people like Alex Jones sell their fucking ionized
filters. Surely
that's
water. Oh, monoxide. Yeah. Jesus.
It's not water, Andrew.
Dihydrogen monoxide, H2O.
There's a vested interest in a lot of these people have to spread this idea. I'll tell you guys
Andrew
something.
Sounded like the urgent scientist rushing to the room to tell you that it was water.
he's a scientist at the beginning of every cataclysm movie that nobody listens to. He's just some little schmuck with a paper clip and a board clip, like, either the earth is, you're gonna listen to me, we're gonna blow the earth and destroy nature, and then they don't listen and we all drown in lava or something.
So
Andrew's absolutely right.
Yeah, you fucking moron. Dihydrogen monoxide is the chemical composition of water. Jesus Christ. They attribute it to dihydrogen monoxide. We're all fucked. It's in everything. We're 70% dihydrogen monoxide. You morons. No wonder people believe this shit.
The reason a lot of people believe this is that a lot of the people who sell the antidote to this stuff, who are selling their snake oil, are disseminating these ideas for free. Like, did you know that Alex Jones syndicates a show for free? If you will host him, he will go on. I didn't know this.
Really?
So what? How it works usually is, if you're a, let's say you're a host on Fox News or CNN, whatever, you're Tucker Carlson. If a TV station wants to host you, they usually have to pay you, right? They have to pay you some royalties and this and that. Alex Jones doesn't do that. Turns out he does it for free. His only condition is that he also will get to run his own advertising. So what he does, he does his own show for free, where he scares you with chemtrails and fluoride in the water, making your frogs gay. And then he follows that up with his advertising about toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it, so you don't become gay.
That's
like,
genius.
That's how the scam works.
He's a scam artist.
That's fucking ingenious. Well,
yeah.
I love that.
That's a pretty standard scam.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty cut and dry.
Guys, everyone out there, you need to be aware of the dangers of dihydrogen monoxide. I will sell you the cleanest water in the world, free of dihydrogen monoxide. You won't find any of it in there. It's an empty bottle, but it is delicious. That's fucking ingenious, though. I bet you that works really well.
I'm fucking floored by the chemtrails.
Holy shit. Give me, I wanted to go back on that. What else have you found that isn't genuinely stupid about chemtrails?
No, it's all really dumb. It quite literally is. If you look up in the sky and you see the shit left behind by the planes, that's poison.
And a lot of people believe that?
Oh, an unbelievable amount of people believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, I had no idea this was so huge. I remember it, like, got steam years ago, but it's still massive.
Wow.
So do they celebrate 9/11 for destroying an airplane?
You know, Jackson, I'm going to guess that a very small amount of people on Earth celebrate 9/11. Just a just the minority of people.
The Middle East isn't very small, Andrew.
Yeah, fair, I guess.
My best friend literally still thinks it was the Zionists who did it.
That's fair. I was speaking in America. I meant in America.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I decided to read some comments on like a Kim Chales documentary. It's amazing. So this is from Jessica. So they dump fuel day and night. They're never going to fly anywhere. It can't be fuel. I'm paraphrasing because it's long, but her point is they're dumping fuel that can't be actual fuel because we wouldn't have any fuel left to fly anywhere.
That's a good point.
So it's,
I never thought of it like that.
Poison chemicals. They got us because one thing is for sure. No one ever looks up. Everyone's on their phones. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, God, I love that trend of old grumpy people just saying, oh, smartphones are making our society worse. I love that shit. Okay. That's my fucking
favorite. Worse,
but
dumber for sure. But
yeah, dumber,
I
less
think
social.
Chemtrails are to blame for it.
Dude, I think we could start one of these where we say that mobile phones are releasing chemtrails as well.
I guarantee you, that's already there. I guarantee you.
You don't have to do this when there's already a very real threat of exercise releasing dihydrogen monoxide in your body. Exercise, fasting, eating healthy. You don't want to do these things, guys and guys only, by the way. Get fat. Ladies, you want to fast.
Good callback.
Yeah, you want to lose some health. Yeah, some weight.
Yeah.
For my benefit.
But I guarantee you, man, it might not be big right now, but I guarantee you there are smartphone conspiracy theories out there about mind control or something, sapping our sex drives because we're just distracted with it. Guaranteed. Maybe there are chemtrails in it, who knows?
I mean, that's one I would believe. That's the one, out of all of these things, like flat earth, no, but if you told me, like, the cell phones signals are, you know, somehow interfering with your brain chemicals, that's kind of a little more believable than the deflated
soccer
ball.
Only because you want it to be believable.
Yeah, because it's new technology. It's bright and scary.
Has it been disproven?
Okay, let's not go too far with this anti-stance either. It's not like, yeah, video games do make people into fucking virgins. That's not exactly a very conspiracy theorist stance. God, I should set up a soundboard or something to, like, fucking Carl, like a boomer, and occasionally play an Alex Jones rant, because some of them are just majestic.
Careful, they might be copyrighted. He might bring the hammer down on us.
I don't think so. I mean, if he's doing a show for free. I was thinking about playing this one about Justin Bieber and Magellan, but... Jackson, how are those questions looking? Should we do them now?
Also, before we get into the questions, I would like to say the new John Wick is looking like shit, and it really hurts me to see.
Isn't it a TV show now?
Did something new come out?
Yeah, it looks like it's really...
Is there a trailer?
No, it's just another picture. It's John Wick with another dog standing next to Holly Berry, who also has a dog, and they're walking through the desert.
Isn't it a TV show now?
Oh. No.
No, Chapter 3 is a movie, but they want to make a TV show.
See, Halle Berry used to be a cutie like 20 years ago. Isn't she like 70 now?
She still looks good for her age.
Yeah, I can tell, but I don't know. Yeah, why does he have a new dog? His current dog is already alive.
It's because that's his thing, so now he's always going to have a new dog, and now everyone around him is going to have a dog. I don't know, It's looking like so goddamn generic and shitty.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you guys seen the Hellboy trailer?
Yeah.
No.
Which looks really, really bad. I mean, that is some real shit right there. He sounds so demotivated and bored.
Oh,
every
God,
line
yeah.
delivery is like, oh, did you see that? Oh.
Is it Ron Perlman?
No, yeah. They didn't get Ron Perlman against the sheriff from Stranger Things. It's David Arbor.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I confused the names. Yeah, it's... Right, yeah. What's his name again?
David Arbor.
Yeah. It's the same guy who did Hellboy before?
No. Ron Perlman did it before.
Oh, right. Yeah, Ron Perlman was awesome as Hellboy.
Ron Perlman is the guy who bragged about pissing on his own hands when he shook somebody else's hands.
No, I
that
love
idiot.
Ron Perlman, and he's really great as Hellboy, so that makes me
that
sad.
That galaxy brain. David Harbour is the guy who made an awkward appearance at the Golden Globes or something, but his deliveries are just so bad in this movie. He sounds bored to be there, to exist.
I think that I think they tried to make Hellboy more like whiny, because I don't know.
Yeah, that's the word though, right? He sounds like a whiny teenager. Like, I don't want to.
Like, they ask, one of the guys asks him what his arm's good for, and he just looks at it and he's like, I'm smashing things, good.
Yeah, remember the poster? I forgot what the exact wording was on the poster, but when they first released the poster, it was something like, dab on hell, or what was it?
Oh, no.
I don't think it was dab on hell.
No, Charlie, it was something, either it was either that or something equally...
It's going to be something like lit. I'm calling it now.
Yeah, yeah, hell, okay. Guaranteed, it's going to be like hell is lit or something.
No, okay, I'm reading
legendary.
It.
Says, lit as hell.
Legendary as fuck, lit as yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I mean, go on, I wasn't too far off.
No.
Oh, God, that's painful.
Might as well dab on hell and...
Oh, Christ.
Dank that Satan or whatever.
That would be legendary AF, bro.
Fuck, man, that's totally
epic.
Lit.
Yeah, God, this looks ass. Okay, well, John Wick, I don't know. I'm putting some hope in here.
I like how you set up all the viewer questions.
In John Wick... You're putting hope in the new John Wick, or
I want to believe
movie,
in
Hellboy.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, me too, but the movie just doesn't look good.
See, I want to too, and you remember, like, oh yeah, he did The Matrix, he can do a good action movie, and then you remember the sequels, and you're like, oh, he has been in shitty sequels.
He can still be a good part in a bad movie.
That's also true.
You know what I mean? He can still be a good actor.
Yeah, maybe.
How you hyped up the viewer questions, and we're almost out of time.
We're barely at an hour. We can do plenty of questions. Let's go, Jackson.
Hit us, Jackson.
All right, so this one is one that I actually really liked. It comes from Pirate King Tim, because this is a subject that I really like. I love some of the early episodes where you guys talked about paranormal stuff. What are some of your favorite paranormal stories / creepypastas?
In general, not happening to us.
Yeah, just in general, I think.
I guess. Huh.
I liked Slender Man before it became like a mass marketed thing. I thought when...
Did you like the video game? Was that your first like introduction to
Not at all. The original photos from Something Awful were how I found out about it. And I remember reading about him on like one of the wikis, maybe Encyclopedia Dramatica. And I just thought it was really cool and well done. And the game was pretty alright. I mean, in its time, the game was fantastic for what it was. But then now it's just a Hollywood production machine, so,
that came out, like, 8 years too late.
Yeah, it's just a weird... it's become such a fucking flounder of itself.
So fucking weird.
Yeah, and then there's another Slender game, you remember? But you get attacked by, like, cultists in a warehouse, and you have to run away from a little baby. Like, totally missing the fucking point. There's a Slender game where... you do, like, you run through, like, a big open field, and you're recording everything with a camcorder, and you find the pages, but as you do, the world just, like, keeps changing, and, like, you're in a warehouse, and you get attacked by a cultist with, like, dreadlocks, and then there's, like, you go to a church, and a little feral baby child kicks the door in and chases you. It just completely missing the point. And, I liked old school Slender Man, but now it's just, like, they fucked it. Mm-hmm. They fucked it up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there you go.
I don't know any creepypasta, I'll be honest.
I always thought Loch Ness Monster was cool. I don't know if that counts as paranormal.
That's
but
like creepypasta. That's not a creepypasta at all.
Yeah, that's very old school Bigfoot sighting tier.
Yeah, but I like that one.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That's like a... It's like a, such a late 90s, early 2000s cryptid.
Oh, it's like early 40s.
It's very old. No, you're underestimating its age.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Yeah. Oh, I
really
want to
nothing.
Yeah, because it's never been seen again.
I want to. I want to addendum mine. Actually, Slender Man's not my favorite because I just remembered Junji Ito, the manga artist who draws the really fucked up and creepy visuals. Because he kind of gets passed around as creepypasta stuff. His stuff is my absolute favorite.
The spiral one is really good.
The spiral one.
What's
the Enigma? The Enigma, Gary Fault. My favorite one's the Infinite Dream. I think I talked about the Infinite Dream on the podcast. But any of his work is my absolute favorite. I read it constantly.
Hmm.
So that's my actual answer. There you go. Anyone else?
Charlie, you have to have something else. Come on. I thought you'd be right into like the the creepypasta side of the internet and stuff like that.
I always thought the creepypasta stuff was pretty underwhelming. I like the stuff that had at least like anecdotal shit from weirdos that say, yeah, Bigfoot molested my mother or something, so I'd like to read those. Mm. But I never really got too deep in creepypastas.
There's one of my favorite creepypastas, which I think you'd like, since it's a lot of anecdotal stuff and pictures, like to back up the actual story, is Ted the Caver. It's a really long and interesting insight into a caving guy and all the paranormal and freaky stuff that happens in the dark caves, and he's got pictures to back it up and stuff like that. It's really cool.
That does sound cool.
I really recommend
cool.
that if anyone wants to look into that.
I can plop another...
I don't want to spoil anything.
I can plop another one on here. There's some good SCPs out there. A lot of them... Hey, they used to be good. And they're complete shit now. And a lot of them aren't great. But there are some really good ones out there.
Didn't the whole community turn into drama pits?
Yes, yes. SCP is a fucking former shell of it, what it used to be. It's fucking hot garbage now.
It turned into what?
A drama pit, because last time I checked it, people were angry that the monsters weren't gay or something.
I don't know, it's a long story.
Tumblr got a hold of it.
But there also the new SCPs they make now are basically just like fan characters written into the fucking lore when that's not what it's supposed to be.
I have no respect for SCP. I played that fucking Containment Breach game again recently because everyone's like, it's so fucking good and it's so goddamn scary. The SCPs are creepy. Well, it's the dumbest shit I've ever read in my life. One of them is a page that bleeds, and that's the scariness of it. It's a page of a book that'll bleed sometimes. There's the fat thing that shits itself, and you have to like look at it sometimes, or else it'll keep shitting itself. There's a teddy bear that bleeds or something. I don't even remember them now, but they're so dumb.
Yeah, I forgot about the era of SCPs where it was just thing that bleeds.
Oh, it's so dumb.
So to wrap it up, mine is I don't know any creepypastas. I just don't like these. Sometimes I will enjoy a horror movie, but then the effect it leaves on my psyche annoys me. Like I will watch something on Netflix, like a movie like Lights Out, which is about this beast that only appears when you switch the light switch off, and it's this monstrous silhouette in the dark that you can see, and there's two creepy eyes, which is really well executed. And I know it's just a dumb movie and I'm not scared, but you're putting this idea in my head, so now when I'm switching the lights off when I'm going to bed at night, and I'm looking at this chair with a bunch of my clothes on it or something, and in my head, I see a person, a person's outline. I know it's not a person.
Oh, man, I fucking hate that.
You know that for sure.
I'm glad you brought that one up, Kaya. When that movie's based on a short, when that short came out, that shit always had me, like, second guessing when I turned the lights off. I'm like, oh, I see you there, but I know.
It's really
your weakness.
Good. I don't know the shorts, but I only know the Netflix, the version on Netflix, the movie that's on there, and it's really well done, some of the shots at least, where the woman is switching the lights on and off, and the creature appears and disappears, and it's so creepy looking. And I know this is just a fucking movie, like, what am I, a child? Am I suddenly starting to believe this is real, that there's a monster under my bed? But something in you, the same instinct in you that sees, like, shapes in clouds, that also sees shapes in dark silhouettes in the dark, like some pile of clothes or dirty laundry on the ground, and suddenly you think it's a corpse or a monster. Just, oh, god damn it. God,
and Kaya,
I have to turn on the lights just to calm myself down and remind myself it's not a monster about to rape me. It's just my underpants.
You know exactly what it is, too.
About to rape me?
you know exactly what it is, too, and you're thinking, right? It's where you're going to bed and you're going, monsters aren't real. That was a movie. That was fake. That actress was in another movie right after. There's no way that could have happened. And then as soon as you get in bed and close your eyes, your brain just goes, but what if? And that's where it starts. And
there's enough reasonable doubt.
Yeah. What if it's called, I'm forgetting the name, it's like pareidolia or something. This is the phenomenon where you look at clouds and you see shapes, or you look at a smiley face and you think it's a human face. You look at shapes on the moon, the craters, and you see the man on the moon or something. This thing, like, I know that silhouette isn't an actual person standing there in my room right now that just appeared with a knife in his hand, but I can't override that evolutionary instinct in me. somehow. I have to turn on the light, like the caveman before who came before me, I guess, who had to light some flint and stone and light the campfire to make sure nobody was in their cave. I have to do the same shit with my light switch and make sure I'm not about to die. It's upsetting. It's annoying. And I feel like a goddamn child.
Probably just get a little light, night light. You little baby.
Yeah, but, you know, you don't want to be that baby.
That's the only reason.
When you have a chick over, you don't want to be like, oh, I need the nightlight.
No, you gotta take that shit seriously, man. When she comes over and goes, what's with the nightlight? You gotta look her dead in the face and go, do you want to be eaten by monsters? I didn't think so.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that. Have you seen lights out? Oh, no.
I've never once been eaten by a monster, thank you very much.
This light wards off the evil.
I mean, it's not as scary as when you're with another person either. It's obvious. When somebody's with you, you go, okay, thank God, all right, this is...
Yeah, she can defend
you. I'm in the
you.
Real life, this is another person, she isn't scared, he isn't scared, whatever. But when you're alone in your apartment as a bachelor, and you're, okay, well, that's... Is that a... I know it's not a monster, but what if... It sucks, man. Okay, so that answer is... Your paranormal
there you
question
go.
There.
I actually haven't seen the full movie Lights Out. I think I'll probably watch that soon, because that short really did have, like...
Short was just called Lights Out as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was called Lights Out as well. Directed by the same guy. It just really was a clever concept that it did so well on.
Yeah. It's good. I don't think it's a bad movie. I mean, too. For a while, I went on a horror movie binge on Netflix, and it was one of the better ones. It's good. It's decent.
Clown's still the best. I still recommend Clown for anyone that wants to watch.
You mean
a
coins?
Movie about a killer clown. Coins, yeah.
Coins.
Whatever. Jesus Christ. I love that movie.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, Jackson.
Keep talking. I'm looking.
Next one, Jackson. I'm putting pressure on you. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Jackson.
It's
I don't
awkward.
Know what. What were you doing, like, when we were talking about this? Why not scroll looking at other...
Yeah. I was talking as well. I was listening. I can't do three things at once.
You can't look at things?
Yeah, Jackson has to hold his breath whenever he answers a question, because it's too complicated.
These are all very general questions.
So who cares? Just read them.
Yeah,
why
just
are you
randomize
curing?
Ones.
Right. Just go down
question,
the list.
Question, any epic pants-shitting stories from Inco Boys? All right,
so chemtrails. Let's talk about the...
No.
Pants-shitting stories? No.
I'm gonna look at
nothing
these two.
Nothing that we haven't shared.
From the same guy, would you guys date a girl with a daddy kink / ABDL? What's ABDL? A big...
Adult baby diaper lover?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
10 points to Charlie.
Oh, is it that? No.
Yeah.
No.
What's that got to do with daddy kink, though?
I'd be fine with daddy, but I don't think I'd indulge in the diaper thing. I don't think I could do that and feel comfortable.
Yeah, no,
spoken like a man who hasn't worn a diaper recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Bitch, I'm wearing one right now.
I'd be fine with a girl. I mean, you know, if she doesn't have actual daddy issues and she isn't an annoying person with psychological problems, call me daddy all you want. But once you start wearing a diaper, I'm out of the room. I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not
well,
into that.
All right. What about this? You've been with the same woman for 20 years. And she develops incontinence or whatever it's called, and now she needs a diaper. Do you still love her or do you leave her?
No, you still love her. That doesn't.
Yeah,
that's not a sexual.
That's a
kink.
Totally different question.
That's not a kink.
But she has to wear. She has to wear a diaper though.
So
what? That's not a kink. She isn't getting off to it. That's, I guess, like if I love a girl and she becomes, I don't know, God forbid, paralyzed, you would still love her. That doesn't mean you wanna role play her being a baby or whatever the fuck adult baby diaper fuckos are into.
Jackson, there's a difference between needing a diaper and fucking in a diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, Well, if you need it, you're gonna fuck in it, aren't you?
No, she can just, like... let's just drop this. Fuck this. I'm done. Fuck that.
Adult baby diapers are pretty, the community's pretty wild. A lot of them a lot of them they strive to shit in their diapers before going to sleep. Like, there's a guy... I was reading a post from a guy... I was giving a tutorial on how to fill your diaper and then fall asleep in it.
Oh, man. We can, do you guys know of Pamper Chew?
Well,
I don't know that one.
Oh, Pamper Chew's
no,
a
No, but
a
I
classic.
Can imagine what it is, Andrew.
Oh, let me tell you about Pamper Chew real quick. Pamper Chew is a great fable of the internet, like Chris Chan and all those people. Pamper Chew is a man who has Pikachu onesies and diapers, and just goes on tirades on every diaper form possible, describing his routines and his life about soiling them and walking around shitting them and this and that. My favorite, though, is the culmination where he was talking on a forum with other diaper people, and he was like, yeah, it kind of sucks. I have to run to the store and get more diapers because I'm running out of ones I can reuse. And they were like, wait, you reuse the diapers? And he goes, yeah, you just microwave them for a bit and it kills all the bacteria.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. See,
I mean, the most upsetting part of this is that in a year or two, these people are going to be on the video game awards, like running up on stage in a goddamn baby diaper, like, I'm everything Republicans hate, and waving their stat little award around. Oh, God. Ew. Pika, Pika, Pamper Chew. Just fuck off. Leave me alone. I know.
It's quite the community. They have some real wild traditions.
Stunning and
shit.
Brave, but not for me. Thank you. Pass. Next question, Jackson.
So, why would you fall asleep with a filled diaper, though? What's the benefit?
Satisfaction.
You're not even awake to experience
pervert,
it.
Pervert, Jackson.
It's I don't know. It's warm and cozy. Oh, I guess.
The best wet dreams you'll ever have.
Imagine how just like stained their ass cheeks must be. Just like permanently stained.
Next question, Jackson.
Yeah, next have you question. Ever,
they actually have a small YouTube community. Well, at least they used to. Probably not anymore after they purged the site. But there used to be a community of diaper fillers. And they linked them on like the ABDL dating forums. And I used to watch sometimes.
Yeah, they're going to be fucking on the next YouTube Rewind. Here's $5 yeah. betting. They will be.
No, ABDLs are—they're like a dying breed now.
No, don't just you wait, Jackson. No, please move on.
We can talk about this like men, thank you.
Yeah,
it's diapers.
Duty
we're big boys. We can handle it.
Right.
I actually am not sure, but ABDLs have really been on the steady decline for like the last year or two.
They're being hunted
down. Yeah, Charlie's really upset by it.
They're moving into furrydom.
No, actually, I think that's what it is. Like, they start transitioning into other kinks, and they give up on the diapies.
Oh, because there's just not that much of an audience for them anymore.
I'm trying to remember what the name of the ABDL site I used to go on occasionally was called. There was like
the one
ABD
you used to be a part of.
Yeah, my community. I wonder where they are. It was like ABD 123Me or something like that.
Oh, no, it has little nursery rhyme names, so you can remember it.
Makingdookies.com.
Yeah.
Makingbrownies.gov. And I don't remember where I found it.
It's run by the government. Same people who want us to believe the earth is round.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite internet jokes ever, where a fake website ends in .gov. I love it. It's an easy joke, but it's great.
Alright, next question.
Next question.
Yeah. Well, let me fucking finish. From DSKWIGL, who says, what was the best day of your life and what happened to make it so special?
Hmm.
The official podcast started.
Honestly, probably.
I mean, if I had to add everything up, yeah, I would probably actually agree.
Sad as that is.
There's nothing sad about that.
No.
It's kind of sad.
It is.
It's
very sad.
Do you have any?
I mean, to be fair, the podcast changed my life, so I would actually give it to
that.
Fuck
you guys. It's okay for this to be the best thing.
That's not my best day. I mean, there's plenty of runners up to that.
See, everyone, Kaya takes the official podcast for granted.
Yeah.
I don't take it for granted. I'm just saying it's not as good as seeing tits for the first time in your life.
I think it is. It's more useful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Charlie?
I've been trying to dig up the ABDL dating site. We can go back to the question in a moment, but I found myself in the rabbit hole of ABDL YouTube content, and the title is Gabby Tries to Put a Diaper on a Kid, Only to End Up Diapered Himself.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, God. That's the scary thing when it involves children.
Oh, it's fucked up, man.
Oh, no.
God, lynch these people. Just kill them.
Oh, God.
It's like all those YouTube mom channels where it's
oh no,
where they involve their kids in their just overtly sexualized content.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just it's so brazen, and I don't know how there isn't more of an uproar over it, because these channels are getting like 10 plus million views a video and they're making mega ad revenue. So
fuck,
how's this like the first I've heard of it in the last week? I think it's even worse than just like the kids' toys channels and stuff like that, where
they're fucking 11-year-old drag queen strippers now. It's really goddamn upsetting. Whatever. Next question, Jackson.
Well, you didn't answer what the best day was.
I did. Well, I mean, kind of, sort of. I just said what was better than the podcast.
Ow! Your best day was seeing tits for the first time.
Not necessarily. I'm just saying it's not, you know, I mean, you guys are fine, but...
It's a hard question to answer. We've been alive for so long. Let's move along.
Yeah, that too. I mean...
I think the best day ever that you've ever had would be pretty easy to pinpoint.
Not really.
No.
I've had a lot of great
Charlie,
days.
Do you have a best day?
I do, yeah. I have a best day ever that I can always think back on.
Good.
When the Ray William Johnson featured the co-op thing, that quite literally changed my life forever, and it was a huge moment in my life.
Oh.
Well,
how did it actually happen? I've never heard the story of how you found out. I guess it'd be pretty easy.
Well, yeah, there's not like a story. When he was big on YouTube in 2010, he featured co-op, and then people told me, and then... A lot of people came to the channel, and that's just kind of how it happened. It was just such a big deal in my life.
Were you sitting on your bed as like a 14-year-old, well, a 12-year-old boy?
Well, like, a 9-year-old boy, well, a 7-year-old boy.
In diapers.
No. All the views came in?
No, I was playing a game, and then people just started leaving comments, and I was like, holy shit.
His dad came in to change his diapers, ended up in diapers himself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. All right, next one. Any crazy ex stories from DSKWIGL?
I've answered this question in very strong detail, so I'll set it out.
When?
Oh.
I don't remember that, Andrew.
You don't remember me talking about my ex grooming me when she was 24 and I was 17? You don't remember all of my date stories and my ex-girlfriend story and this and that?
To be fair, that was like 70 episodes ago.
Yeah, but now so, alright, if you want to hear mine, if you want to hear mine, go to some previous episodes, shop around, don't worry, you'll get plenty of content.
Or something.
Yeah, there, so it's up to you boys to carry this question.
No, not really. This is actually something I'm proud of. When, like last week when we had that full disclosure, we're recording this on the... What is it? The 20th or 19th?
20th, yeah.
When that video came out of those Twitch trash, white trash losers yelling at each other, the guy beating his wife and the wife yelling at him and throwing shit at him, I was just sitting there thinking, like, how does this happen to an adult? How do you get in a relationship? Mm-hmm. Like, this is the kind of... The way she yelled at him is... You don't take that kind of a lip... Unless you're a 14-year-old still living with your abusive mom or something. And you don't get hit by your boyfriend unless you're complete trailer trash, a piece of shit. How does this happen? And I'm very proud to say that I've never been in an abusive, shitty relationship with a crazy story like that. If you yell
you
at me, you're
out. You gotta have some perspective and empathy. They can't leave.
Yeah, they can. They're adults. What are you, 12?
I think there's situations that I don't think you understand in those kinds of relationships, dynamics, and like I said before, kids. They had a kid.
I'm going to take Kaya's side. I don't think you should have had one then,
should you?
I'm not agreeing that they should stay together. I'm saying it's not as easy and clear-cut as...
I know
it's just leaving for some people.
Look, I know it's not easy. Here's the thing, though. There's women that I don't like, and guess what? I don't have children with them. That's not quite the difficult concept. Yeah, no, none have knocked on my door.
Yeah,
with a child support subpoena from the court. But how? What the fuck? How? I don't know, man. It's just such Jerry Springer bullshit. They're pulling on a live stream, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, how the hell does this happen? I'm glad this doesn't happen to me. So, yeah, I'm proud. I don't have any crazy ex stories. All of my exes are, they're decent people. I may not like them anymore, but no one's thrown shit at me or beaten me. I've never had to yell at anybody or beat anybody. This is ridiculous. This is such nonsense.
How about one last quick question, and we'll wrap up?
No. How about a question from your friend Jackson? Have you guys ever prematurely ejaculated during...
Oh, yeah.
During, like,
yeah.
sex?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
Oh, yeah.
I actually
have a story about how I turned that into the girl being impressed by me.
He said, "Watch this," and just did it immediately.
No, it was one of the very first times that I had sex. I realized that, like, maybe a second, third, or fourth time I had ever had sex with a girl, and I was really into it. So we're doing doggy style, and I came way too early. Okay. And I keep going because you know how after you come, you can keep going a little bit, even though it's you're
like pushing rope over, at that point.
Yeah. You're a little oversensitive, and it's this, it's not comfortable for you to do it, but you still you power through or whatever. So whatever, you know,
trying to save face.
It's dripping down. At that point, my cum is dripping out of her because we're doing it raw, and it's dripping out of her. And she's like, "Did you cum?" And I said, no.
I peed.
Because
I pissed myself.
It's pee-pee. I'm too proud to say, yeah, I came a little too early. But so I said no. And she said, oh, my God, then look how wet I am. It's just dripping with my cum. So I turned the story of how I came too early into her thinking that she was just so wet for me. She was dripping. And that's how you do it, fellas.
She probably thought she had a problem. She probably went to the doctors immediately after that.
No, no.
Doctor,
broken.
I don't know what's happening. I was fucking my boyfriend and just semen started coming out of me. I just don't get it.
I think I'm turning into a guy.
It's a semen. Like, you can't tell when the bodily fluids mix. You don't know what the fuck's dripping at that point anymore. But it wasn't a worried... kind of a question was, holy shit, look at me, how wet I am. And I guess at that point she was convincing herself that she was really into it.
Jesus. So
I never told her this to this day. I'm very happy that I somehow managed to turn me coming too early into her thinking she was just way too hot into me.
Wow.
Good shit. And yeah. How much longer did you press on for?
Oh, not much long, like maybe 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, that was just, it was torture.
Yeah,
it was torture. Like you know, after you come and like your girlfriend keeps sucking your dick, and you're like, "Oh God, stop touching! It's way too sensitive. Just stop! Just please stop!" But you don't tell her. It was like that, but
yeah,
you know, you white knuckle it. You press your teeth together.
I just start slapping her.
Get away from it! God damn it! You harpy!
Back.
Can't you see he's had enough? You've already performed the fatality.
He's finished.
That's my story. What is yours?
Shit, I can't really. One of you two go first, and I'll try and think.
I don't have a story. There's just been a great handful of times in my life where I just come early. It happens to me far more often when I go a long time without having sex, because I'm just like, I'm going to have sex now. Yes, I get to have sex again. Fuck yeah. And then I go too fast and too hard, and I'm just done. I'm like, shit. Mm-hmm. So you
don't pace yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't pace myself. So usually when I'm dating a girl for the first time or we haven't had sex before, I just openly admit, listen, the first time's going to suck. Like I'm,
But you'll sign this contract that locks you into a two-sex deal with me.
Do you tell her like you have to break me in?
I'm a gentleman. I will always get them off. Like I'll do stuff for them, but I'm just like, listen, the first time we do penetration, there's a very high chance it is going to be terrible. and then after that, I'm, you know, things as I get desensitized, things work out just fine. But yeah, it happens to me a good amount of times. So, yeah.
Does the inverse happen a lot to you as well, where you just can't come?
That only usually happens.
Or you're just not feeling
that
it.
That usually only happens in relationships where I'm fucking like every day, usually multiple times a day, where it's like, I don't know, the fourth time, I'm like, I can't fucking do this anymore. Let me stop.
Yeah,
nothing's happening.
It's happened just randomly to me.
Really?
Actually, so, goddamn, you feel bad too.
Exactly, because you get in this mood, you start everything, you get her warmed up and primed, and you're like, you're all into it, and then halfway through you're like, oh god, this is not working at all.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Well, here, then I'll toss a question back at you guys, because this has happened to me like twice, I think, ever, but with a new girl, and just absolutely couldn't get it up at all, despite their best efforts. Anyone else been there?
Maybe once when I was really nervous, back when like I hadn't had sex that much, but now I don't think I have that problem ever.
Maybe like after I've already come recently.
Yeah, that too.
I
I can get it up easily. I just can't every time. Like, there has been one occasion where I couldn't just come and cheat. Like, your dick is a piece of meat, and if you keep sucking long enough, you're just going to get desensitized, right? And you just zone out, and at that point, you're like, okay, stop, listen, let me get you off. No, honey, I still enjoyed it. Yeah, I came, didn't you notice? And you start to try and make her feel good about it, because she feels terrible, obviously, but... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And then it feels worse when you can't even get hard.
It's such an unfair thing. Yeah. Like the gender thing here, the standard where if you come early, you're a loser and you're a disappointment. But if she comes early, you're a hero and you made her come early.
I know,
like,
it's fucking horseshit.
That's not fair.
It's not fair. Just let me come in my pants when I see a booby.
Yeah, come on. It's not fair at all. Like,
I wish they'd applaud me when I'm thinking of porn on the train and I come. Why does no one stand up and say, good job?
No, I'm just
all
saying,
of a sudden,
like,
I'm the weird guy.
I just think it's unfair if you can make a girl come within 10 seconds, you're somehow a Superman hero. But if I come within 10 seconds, I'm a fucking loser.
I know. Yeah.
That's, I don't like that.
It should be a compliment to them. They made us come in 10
seconds.
It's
not even fucking fair because they get disappointed when they're the ones doing it. Like, they're sucking your dick and it's all about your pleasure and you come early and they're like, oh. It's like, fuck you! You did this! This is not a mutual thing.
Don't you ever talk to me or my penis again, lady.
Yeah, really. It's not fair at all.
I don't deserve this.
Sometimes you just want it done. Sometimes you just want it to be done. You're just like, you know, this is cool, but I just wanted to get off. I don't want the sex. I just want to be fucking coming. That's it. Yeah, they get mad at you.
I think there should be more acceptance for erectile dysfunction in general.
I think it should be a race, and the first one to come is the winner.
Yeah, you don't. If you win, you come. The other person doesn't have to get off. That's your
point.
You get to come, and that's tough shit. You should have tried harder.
That's some high stakes racing right there.
And bitch, like, this dick has made other women come before. If you're taking too long, that's on you. You gotta finish that on your own then. I gotta go and play video games or something.
I'm gonna go work.
My squad needs me. I'm gonna make them come on Fortnite.
I'm going for the speed run world record tonight, babe.
Oh, Charlie, have you ever blown off a woman to have to play video games instead of having sex?
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
or has that always been?
No, I've never done that.
Has that always been your priority?
That's a lie.
Okay, I thought.
No, I don't think I've ever done that before.
You've never blown off sex for any reason whatsoever?
Well, I mean, in a relationship, there's other things. Like, sex isn't the priority, but as like a single man, like, when you go like a month dry, you're not going to be like, hey, sorry, I got to go. Play RuneScape. I got a Slayer grind to get on.
But now you would.
Well, in a relationship, if there's like something else, like, you know, like important, I think, yeah. And I'm sure Andrew can relate as well. And you, Jackson.
Yeah, I think that when I'm in a relationship.
Why not me?
Shut up,
Kyle. I didn't know you were in a relationship. You like fuck anything that has like a hole big enough.
What gave you that impression?
I don't know. It's just ever since the ball wax, the ball candle wax, I always use as sexual deviant.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't do that in a relationship, first of all.
That's true.
No, I've been in a committed relationship. It's just that I don't bring it up because of all the sick fucks out there who love getting people fired and harassing people's families. Shout out to you, losers.
Yeah. I'm with Charlie, though, because it's like sex to me is the... I don't know what to describe it. It's the grass is always greener argument. When you're not getting it, you desperately want it. And when you are getting it, you're just kind of like, oh, this is nice, cool, great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying I don't enjoy it in the relationship. I love it. It's fantastic. But it's like my mind chemistry goes from, oh my God, I need to get laid too. Yeah, we can do it. Sure. This will be fun. What? Oh, wait, you want to finish this movie first? Okay. Cool. Mm. It's a different mindset.
Yeah, I agree. But if my girlfriend wanted to have sex right now, I'd leave this podcast.
I would fly to Chicago.
Or, you know, just mute my mic. Say I'm sick or something and I can't talk.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened last week?
I'm not admitting to anything.
I wasn't sick at all.
I'm not admitting to anything. So is this it, Jackson? Have we done 2 questions out of 25 of them?
I think that's a great place to wrap, honestly.
See, the point of this question thread was that we can keep coming back when we need it. So
that's not great.
We'll circle back soon.
3 weeks from now when we're going to talk again.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sounds good. Yeah, that was a bad timing.
Oh yeah, this is the last recording for 3 weeks, isn't mm-hmm. it? We're taking 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, for Christmas.
And New Year. All right, and with that, everyone have a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas and all that
they
kind of stuff.
Already beautiful have holidays. Had
they will this already comes have out it on the 31st, I think.
No, yeah, on the 2nd.
Well, I.
Yeah, something like
it
that
comes out on this comes out on the fucking 27th.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope it or was good. I hope nothing bad happened.
I don't know.
Hope you got everything you wanted for Christmas and the New Year's. I hope it was all worth it. We thank you very much, especially you patrons, for your support and for everyone watching. Appreciate it. It's been a great year. Yeah. We've got audio platforms like Spotify, iTunes, so if you want to go over there and check it out, it'd be much appreciated. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next week.
Happy,
thanks, everyone.
Next year. What's the next holiday? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Now we can be mm-hmm. now we can be topical, relevant. Mm-hmm. Happy President's Day. Anyway,
bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.